Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or tea, like me, get comfortable on that couch, and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Hey, 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 Amy here. Welcome to Couch Time. Today, it is just me and you, my friend. And I am so excited to talk to you about this because today I am going to help you live your best life by knowing how to make a decision. How many times are we stuck not knowing how to make a decision? We have a decision in front of us. It's a yes or a no. Do I or don't I run away, and we don't know how to make it. Like, we just don't have a clue how to make this decision. Well, today, I'm going to give you a 4-part framework to make it easier. It's something that I use based on lessons that I've learned on my journey to becoming the best version of myself, because I am a lifelong learner and I'm constantly trying to up-level, and I want to make sure that my yeses and my nos are what God is asking me to do first and foremost, but that I am completely at peace with them. So first and foremost, though, we have to talk about your mindset, because it is the foundation of everything. And sometimes when we have decisions, our mindset is the first thing to start to go, because we get stressed about it. We don't know what to do. We get confused. So, but if you want to achieve your goals and live your best life, you have to believe it's possible. Now, we're going to talk about practical ways to shift your mindset and start seeing things from a more positive perspective, right? So what I want you to do and able to do that, and this is just so easy, like this is a decision you're making. You're going to make a pro and con list. Go back to the basics. Keep it simple. And then watch yourself on your pro and con list. How many negative statements do you have, and how many positive statements do you have? Okay, and start shifting it to the positive and then rewrite it. Like, if you did this and made the decision to choose to say yes, what are all the positives out of that? There should probably be very few negatives. So there's one. And then I want you to also think about pursuing your passion, right? You've got to start pursuing your passion to be able to live and build this life you love. So if your yes decision is going to take you away or move you further from having fulfillment and joy, whether that's a hobby, a career, a cause you're passionate about, a servant, serving people that you're passionate about, like, you have to decide. If you say yes to this, does something else need to go? Or can everything stay? If I say yes to this, can I add in something that brings me joy? Still, don't worry, I'm getting to your 4-point framework, but these are just things I want you to start thinking about when you have a big decision. And this episode was actually a request from one of our listeners. So I want you to know, if you ever have a request and you're like, Amy, I would love to know more about this. Amy, do an episode on this. Oh, this would so much help me. I want you just to email me at hello@amywine.com and my team will take care of it and get it straight to me. I read every one of them. They'll put it in my to-dos and get it straight to me, right? So that is where this episode started. So I can't wait to start showing it to you, because ultimately, your decisions lead to you living your best life. And that means your mindset, your relationships, pursuing your passions, and what inspires you, right? What keeps that going for you? So as we dive further into this, now you know why making decisions and your yeses and nos are so important to your well-being. And you know, here on The Couch Time, we talk about your personal growth, your leadership, your relationships. Like, we talk about Jesus. We want you to be happy and have a holistic, joy-filled life, even when it's hard. So what happens, though, when you have a big decision to make and you don't have peace over making that decision? That is the exact question that one of our listeners asked us to have an episode on. When you're faced with a major decision, you just can't shake that feeling that something isn't right. Maybe it's a career change, a move, a major purchase, whatever it is, it's important to take a step back and evaluate it, right? So step one is that fact finding, that finding wisdom. So in this 4-part framework, it's going to help you make the right decision and have peace with it. If you're looking for even more support and guidance on your personal growth journey, in your marriage, or even in your business, then I invite you to check out the Thrive Life Collective app. Our holistic approach, rooted in research, science, and scripture, can help you strengthen your life, relationships, and business one step at a time. Plus, our Thrive Today feature provides a daily motivation and encouragement in just 3 to 5 minutes a day. So why wait? Sign up for the Thrive Life Collective app today in Apple and Google app stores, and let's continue growing together. So before we dive into this framework a little bit further, I want to share a little story. A friend of mine, let's just call him Ed, was faced with a tough decision. He had a stable job with a good salary, but he felt unfulfilled and he really wanted to pursue his passion for photography. But he didn't know if he should take the risk and quit his job to pursue his dream or stay put and continue to live an unfulfilled life. He was torn and he didn't know what to do. So here's your first step. We're going to dive a little bit deeper. It's that wisdom. Pause and pray. Pray for God's wisdom. Pray that if you take some step back from the decision and spend some time in prayer and meditate, ask for God's guidance and clarity. This step is all about seeking wisdom and discernment from God. Number two, pay attention to your emotions. Like, my friend Ed realized he was unfulfilled and restless in his current job. So he felt a sense of peace and excitement when he thought about pursuing his passion for photography. But this step is all about tuning into those emotions, you know, those ones you try to avoid, and being honest with yourself about how you feel. Jot them down, write a list. So first one, journal it, meditate, pray. Second, what are your emotions, good or bad, positive or negative? Label them and be honest with yourself about how you feel. And then the third step is consider your options. So Ed weighed the pros and cons of both staying at his current job and pursuing photography. He made a list of potential risks and rewards for each option. This is all about gathering information and evaluating your options, right? Do your research. Ask other people, but remember to make your own decision and not what other people are asking you to do. It's this time where then I would say, you've got your information, you've fact found as much as you can, you've researched it, you've talked about it, you've done your pros and cons, you've prayed to God, and now I want you to sit with your decision. Before you can execute and evaluate, you're going to sit in it. You're going to sit in the first three stages, and you're going to sit there until you are in neutral, until you feel at peace with the decision, that you know it might have some emotions of excitement or a little bit of scared. But if you know, if you say yes, you're at such peace about it that you know it's the right one. If you don't have that, then that answer is a no. It's just a no until you do, because there's something there and you just have to keep going through the first three steps over and over and over again until you get your answer. And then your final step is execute and evaluate. So Ed ultimately did decide to quit his job and pursue photography full time. Like, he knew it was a risk, but he felt such a peace and feeling and sense of peace and excitement about this decision, he took action and started building his photography business. And this step is all about taking action and then evaluating how you feel about the decision. So sometimes you won't have to go full out and quit a job like Ed did. And it doesn't matter if it's a big decision like that or a small decision. Until you have peace and knowing about it, it's just a no. I hope this helps make that easier for you, take some pressure off of you. And if there's a time-based portion of the decision and you still don't know by the time your deadline is up and you don't have peace, it's still a no. And if it's for you, that door's going to open again. You just got to believe that. You got to have faith in God that His plan and His steps and His guidance is better for you than what we know. So ask Him. Get clarity from Him. Fact find as much as you can. Seek wisdom. Journal pros, cons. Evaluate it. And then don't move until you have a knowing and a peace. All right, my friend, I hope that you really, really love this. And this helps you. This little quick episode helps you make your better decisions. And know when you have indecision, just sit until you're in neutral, baby. All right, I will talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review. And share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection, we're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.